PJM MRC/MC Preview, February 19, 2026, written by Devonleith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. Below is a summary of the agenda items scheduled to be brought to a vote at the PJM Markets and Reliability Committee and Members Committee meetings February 19. Each item is listed by agenda number, description and projected time of discussion, followed by a summary of the issue and links to prior coverage in RTO Insider. RTO Insider will be covering the discussions and votes. A full report will be published February 23. Markets and Reliability Committee. Consent Agenda. As part of its consent agenda, the committee will be asked to endorse B. Proposed revisions to Manual 3, Transmission Operations, and Manual 3A, Energy Management System Model Updates and Quality Assurance to conform with FERC Order 881. The changes would define how PJM and transmission owners would determine ambient adjusted line ratings and dynamic line ratings. C. Proposed revisions to Manual 28, Operating Agreement Accounting to rework when resources are considered to be starting from an offline state while determining real-time secondary reserve lost opportunity costs. Issue tracking, identification of offline generation resources for the calculation of real-time secondary reserve opportunity costs and settlements. D. Proposed revisions to Manual 40, Training and Certification Requirements drafted through the document's periodic review. The changes aim to clarify that efforts to meet PJM's continuing training requirement must be relevant to its applications. Endorsements. 1. 2028-2029 Base Residual Auction, Installed Reserve Margin and Forecast Pool Requirement Values. PJM's Josh Bruno will present the recommended IRM and FPR values for the 2028-29 BRA, as well as the effective load carrying capability resource class ratings to be used in the auction. The IRM would stay the same, while the FPR would increase by 0.0141 because of higher resource accreditation. Class ratings for resources that perform in the summer would increase, especially for gas, with the inverse for winter performers, such as wind. The committee will be asked to endorse the IRM and FPR values on first read, and same-day endorsement will be sought from the MC. 2. Generation Self-Scheduling Market Rules. Old Dominion Electric Cooperative's Mike Coco will present a problem statement, issue charge and quick fix proposal to define gas resources that self-schedule and produce at least their committed capacity level as having met the requirement that capacity resources offer into the energy market. The committee will be asked to approve the issue charge and endorse the proposed operating agreement, tariff and manual revisions. Members Committee. Endorsements. 1. 2028-2029 BRA, IRM and FPR. If endorsed by the MRC, Bruno will present the recommended FPR and IRM values to the MC, which will be asked to endorse them. The committee's vote is advisory to PJM's Board of Managers, which will make the final determination on the auction parameters.